Miss Hashem will go through now the Aseres HaDibrois that are brought down in Parshas Yisroi. In Perek Chof it starts off, Vayedaber Elohim Eis Kol HaDvorim Ha'ela Lemur. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all these words, saying. Now before Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, it's brought down in the Psukim that Klal Yisrael answered back and said, Na'aseh V'nishma. We will do and we will listen. This was a tremendous Kabbalah that Klal Yisrael accepted upon himself to listen to whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. However, the Medrash says that Klal Yisrael still wanted to have one more request. And that is, they wanted that Ritzoneinu Liras Es Malkeinu. That is our desire to see our King, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why now, B'Shas Kabbalah Satera by the Seros HaDibrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lot of things as if Klal Yisrael now should be marked to see clearly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, the Pasuk before says that Vayered Moshe L'om Vayomer Lehem, that Moshe Rabbeinu first came down from the mountain and then he gave them the Hasroah. So the Medrash says that the reason why the Pasuk has to say that first Moshe Rabbeinu came down and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Aseres HaDibrois, because if Moshe Rabbeinu would have still been on top of the mountain, it could be Klal Yisrael would have thought that maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu saying over the Aseres HaDibrois. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted now that Klal Yisrael should like hear clearly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that Hashem is the one that is saying the Aseres HaDibrois. Secondly, the Medrash says that at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said these Aseres HaDibrois, there was no noise in the whole world. The whole world was quiet. No birds were chirping, no animals were making any noises, the angels, the malachim weren't saying anything. The whole world was still. In order that everybody should be able to see clearly that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that is talking, that is giving us the Aseres HaDibrois. And there shouldn't be any mokum to make a mistake to think maybe it's somebody else that's doing something. So this was a little bit that Klal Yisrael received their request, that they wanted to be able to see that it's all coming directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And now the Pasuk starts off, Vayedaber Elohim, and we know the Lashon of Elohim is Midas HaDin, it's judgment. So Rashi brings down, Rashi explains that Klal Yisrael, we should not make a mistake to think that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs to do, but if we don't do them, it's not so bad. But these Aseres HaDibrois are not like that. There's judgment upon these mitzvahs, that if we don't do them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us and give us the punishment. And then when the Pasuk says, Eis Kol HaDvorim, Rashi says Kol HaDvorim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said the Aseres HaDibrois, B'dibur Echad. He said it all in one word, something that we can't do. Then Rashi says, Im kei mata maloima oido neuchiv lo yilecho, shechoza b'peirish ha-kol diba v'diba b'fnei atzmai. The Kodesh Baruch like repeated it over again and explained each one separately. And then the Pasuk ends off with Lamor saying, so Chura it's extra, and already said, V'yadabur l'kim, Hashem spoke. Why did it have to say again Lamor? So Rashi learns, Melameit sho yo'inim al hein hein v'yalav lav. That this goes on, Klal Yisrael answered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on what they were supposed to say yes, they said yes, and what they're supposed to say no, they answered back no. The Rabbeinu Bechaya learns the Pshat that the Lashon of a Yedaber, a Dibur, and a Lamer, a Lashon of an Amira, is that an Amira refers to Nister, to something that's concealed from us, whereas Dibur refers to something that's Nigla. So a lot of times it says Vayedaber and it says Lamer, that means that Kodesh Baruch Hu told over to Moshe Rabbeinu the Nister and the Nigla about this Inyan. So here also by the Aseres HaDibrois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first said the Lashon of HaYedaber, that means he tells over, he revealed the aspects of the Torah, it means the simple meaning. Then it's a Lashon of Lamor, means even the Nister, the concealed parts of the Torah also was given over. Then in Pasuk Beis it says, O Noichi Hashem Alekecho, like I am Hashem, Asher Hoitzeisicho Mi'arotz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim, that took you out of Mitzrayim, Mi'beis Avodim, from the house of servants. And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains the Torah that it doesn't just start off and say Ani Hashem, but it says Anoichi, I am. And he says the Lashon of Anoichi means Kloimar, Ani Kan, I am here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Motzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's found is amongst us. That's the Lashon of Anoichi means Ani Kan, I am here. In other words, there's no doubt about it. It's not a suffix, but it's something that's borer, that's clear, like the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. And it says then, Asher Hoitzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, that how do we learn this out? How do we come to be makir to realize that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And Mideis Avodim, from a house of servants, which means that really we were servants to Paro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out and freed us al menas for this condition that we should be mekabel upon ourselves the Olam Al HaShemayim. We should accept upon ourselves now to become an Eved back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do His mitzvahs. So how do we come to realize that Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, that I am Hashem, that through this inyan of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now really the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch brings down that this is one of the mitzvahs asei. There's a mitzvah asei to have emunah in the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Lashon Ramban is that Hadibur Hazeh mitzvah asei. These words of Anoichi Hashem Alekecha is a mitzvah asei. That Yoira v'yetzava oisom sheyedu v'yaminu ki yesh Hashem v'elekim lehem. That we have to realize and believe that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kleima, what does that mean? Hahu Kadmon, he is the one that was here from before. And he is the one that created everything. And everything comes because he wants it. And Akol Bechefetz, and Hashem has the Yechilus to do everything. And really this is called the mitzvah of Kabbalos Ol Malcha Shemayim. And the Chinuch says like this, that the Sherish mitzvah zu is Ki Hemunah Hazu Yisoid Hados. Because to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Yisoid, that's the foundation of Dos of Klal Yisrael. V'asher lo yamin bozeh koifa b'yikar, v'yein lo chelikus chusim Yisrael. Somebody that's koifa, disagrees with this, is a koifa, doesn't have a chelik, doesn't have shaykhus to Klal Yisrael. Then he explains the chinuch, v'inyin ha'munahu. What's the pshat? What do you mean you have belief? That means sheyikba b'navshoy. You have to put it into your heart, into your nefesh. Shoem eskein, that this is the truth. V'she'i'ev she'chilav zu b'shumponim. There's no second way, there's no second side, there's no doubt about this matter. And if somebody were to ask you, you'd believe it, b'leib shalom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world, he is the one that was here from before, who hoya, hoive, v'yia, and everything only happens because of him. She'kol ma, she'kol ze machzik v'kaveyo he'emonas ha'leiv. And the chinuch ends off that this mitzvah is noyig b'chol makom b'chol zman, even now here in America, b'schorim and akevus by men and women. The yovro le, somebody does not have this belief, is ein lo chilikus chusam Yisrael. He says v'zois min hamitzvah shein lehem zman yedua. There's no special time when you're supposed to do this mitzvah. Shekol yimei ha'adam, all the life of a person, chayev liyas b'machshav azoy. He's supposed to have this thought in your mind to realize, to believe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's the Metzias of the world. And then the Rabbeinu Yoin explains that the Pasuk says, HaShem Hoitzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. This is the reason why we, the nation of Klal Yisrael, we have to accept upon ourselves the old Malcha Shemayim more than other nations. Because through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, because of this, and what is the reason why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the Yam Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? It's only in order that we should be mekabel, accept upon ourselves the old Malcha Shemayim. Like the Pasuk says, HaMoitzi Yeschem Yeretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim. The purpose why Hashem took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim was that we should accept upon ourselves this old Malcha Shemayim. And really Rabbi Chanan Vassamin talks about this in the Sefer Koivis Mamorim, that he asked the question, like, how could the Torah give us a mitzvah essay to have a munah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like a mitzvah essay, it could apply to an action. You have to do this, you have to do that, so it's possible for us to do it. But here it's totally in belief. Either you believe or you don't believe. Like, how could there be a mitzvah essay to believe if you really don't believe? Like, how could we be forced to be believed, to believe? So Yen says that the pshat is like the Pasuk really says here, and really it's in the Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this, what the Pasuk means, Asher Hoitzeisicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says that Chayovim Atem Li Shetekablu Lekus Aleichem. We have an obligation upon us to accept the oil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Mimash Eri'isem B'yanechem. for the fact that we saw with our own eyes the fact that we saw all the great miracles and signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, and therefore there's a mitzvah essay to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because after HaKadosh Baruch Hu did all these great nisim, these great miracles b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, it's understandable now for anybody to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's always said, and therefore, if they zelo yomar she barasi shemayim v'aretz, it doesn't say here start off anochi Hashem Elokecha asher barasi shemayim v'aretz, because the creation of the world we did not see. From that, we can't have a chayiv, an obligation to have belief in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But from what our own eyes saw, all the great nisim of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and not only the nisim of then, but the Shasta Kriyas Yamsif, all the great nisim that happened, from here it's a simple mitzvah essay to have emunah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have this Kabbalah's Ol Malcha Shemayim. Now in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, he also brings down that the first mitzvah saseh is this mitzvah, Shetziva Shetzivonu Bahamonas Lakus, that the Pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And the Rambam brings a raya from the Gemara in Makis that says Tayag Mitzvos Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai. The pasuk is from Torah Tzivulon Moshe. So Minyan is Torah. And the Gemara asks, "I were missing two." So the Gemara says that Anochi Lo Yia B'Piag Vura Shemanu. So from here, the Rambam brings a proof that this mitzvah essay of Anochi Hashem Lakecha is part of the Tayag Mitzvos. The Ramban, however, over here brings down other Mepharshim that learn that this mitzvah is not part of the Taryag mitzvahs. And they say the svar is that the Taryag mitzvahs are gzeris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do. That's Masha Gozer Aleinu Lasos. But this first inyan to have emunah, to have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like that comes before we even start to listen to the Torah. So Ramban says that's not part of the mitzvahs. And on the cipher, the Kinnis Seferim wants to answer like this, that true, it could be it's a hakdama, like before we go to learn the Torah, we have to first have belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After we have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we could go down to try and learn exactly what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to do. That's the Torah, that's the Tayag mitzvahs. But the Kinnis Seferim wants to explain, you know what this mitzvah of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? It's a mitzvah that the father has a chiv to tell over to his sons. And he says, that's Pshan, this first pasuk that says, V'yedabru Elokim es kol hadvorim ha'ela lemor. That we had before the kasha, what is the word lemor doing here? Like a Kodesh Baruch himself is talking. So he wants to learn the pshat is that lemor means that there's a tzivu here that a father should tell over to his son. A father has the chiv to give over this emunah to his child. And really the Meshech Chochma also says like this, and really like it's brought down, the Rambam says that our emunah we have is not just for the fact that we look around and see signs, but rather our emunah has to come because that's the way our father taught us. That's called emunah pshuta, that ma, the Ovos knew it because they saw the great Nisam Yetzias Mitzrayim. And from then on it's called the Kabbalah Midor Lador. Vehei manchile HaKabbalah Dor Lador. So that's Pshan, this posik now of Lamor means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a tzivu here that everybody has a tzivu to tell this over to the next generation, to tell over this inyan of emunah, this belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Pasuk Gimel says, Lo yiyeh lecha Elohim acherim al ponai, that you should not have other gods before my face. So Rashi explains that Lo yiyeh means to include not only if you make the image, but even if somebody else made the image, just you are Mekayim, you keep it. If you keep the image in your house, you're over this Aveir of Lo Yiyeh Lecha. You should not have by you Elohim Acherim. Our Ponai Rashi says that people should not make a mistake and think that Lo Nitzavu Al Avodah Zarah Eloi Sa'ador, maybe only that generation of Kabbalah Satorah had this Aveir and not have an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Aponai" means kol zaman shani kaim. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alive in existence, there's naveira not to have any other Elohim. Now, the Ramban over here brings down Rashi's pshat, and he says, "Taki, it's a brisa that's learned in the Mechilta this way, But the Ramban argues and says that that's the Das Yechidi. We don't hold like that. Because according to Rashi's Pshat, this Pasuk of Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim is only allowed, there's no Miser involved. It's only allowed not to keep an Avodah Zarah in your house, but it's not talking about worshipping it. So he asks, how come the Pasuk brings this down first, and later it talks about the Ikalav that the Zechi of Chorus that you get killed for, if you're Mishtach, if you bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Therefore the Ramban learns that over here when the Pasuk says Lo Yiyeh, means that you should not accept upon yourself another Elohim, means another God. And he says, Lashon of Elohim goes on the Malchei Malo, Umikol Tzvu HaShemayim, Hanikroim Elohim, that the Malochim, the Tzvu HaShemayim, they're called Elohim, that a person is not allowed to accept upon himself any other thing to be like Elohim for him. And this is the way the Chinuch also learns that this is the law and not to accept any other Avodah Zarah, not to have belief in anything else, only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbeinu Bechai adds that this Indian is we have to accept upon ourselves that all the power comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and that nobody else has any power to do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not the stars, not the Malachim, nobody has any Elohim, he says, Lashon of power to do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Pasuk Dalid, Lo Yisase Lecho Fesel, V'chol Tumuna Asher B'Shemayim Mimal, V'yasher Boretz Mitochas, V'asher B'mayim Mitachas Loretz. That you should not make yourself a carved image, nor any likeness of that which is in the heavens above, or on the earth below, or in the water beneath the earth. Now the Rambam learns that this pasuk is teaching us that there's a law not to make an avodah zarah for yourself, even if you don't plan to worship it. But the lashon of the Rambam is in Hilchos Avos Chochavim Perek Gimel Lachates that ha'isa avodas kechovim liyatzmai. If somebody makes an idol for himself, is afa pish lo yosa biyodai, even though you didn't make it yourself, for lo yovdo you didn't worship it loike. Shenema, the pasuk says, Lo Yisase Lecho Fesel V'chol Tumuna. In other words, this is the law not to make any type of an Avodah Zarah. Even though you don't plan to worship it, still it's Aser to have it made. And according to this, it would be Aser any type of a Tzura, any type of an image that you're making, whether it's Berlet, whether it's carved out, whether it's carved in, as long as it's made L'Shem Avodah Zarah, you have this law. However, the Rabbeinu Bechaya learns that this pasuk now is coming after the law before, that you're not supposed to worship an Avodah Zarah, or to have any machshava, any thoughts after the Avodah Zarah. Now the pasuk is saying, Lo Yisase Lecho Fesel, means we should not make any type of an image, means even though you're not doing it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. And they're just the opposite. Even if a person thinks he's doing a mitzvah, like Lamoshli wants to make an image of the sun, an image of the moon, he wants to be able to remember like the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and he may think just like there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah. We have a lot of mitzvahs like this to remember things. Same thing, Achilles Pesach, is to remember about the Korban Pesach. So maybe there's a mitzvah to make a tmuna, to make a pesel, to remember the great things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Still, the Torah now is saying there's a lav. You're not supposed to make an image of Masha Bashamay Mimal Basha Boratz Mitochas, not of the sun, not of the moon, because people may make a mistake and afterwards come to worship it. So you're like making a michshol, therefore there's a lav not to make these type of images. In the same way in the Mechilter also, after it brings down all the drushes, exactly what it's also to make the images, he says, of dogim v'chagovim is also, because it says kol remesh adam lo yase loy. Then also he can't make the demus of image of the chama, the sun, the levona, the moon, and the stars, the mazolos. He can't make the demus of malachim, of kruvim v'yefanim, and the same thing he can't make the demus of ba'oretz, of the demus of the tohaim, the v'choshech. Then the pasuk says tamaloyim v'asher b'mayim mitachas loretz. So you can't make any type of an image. And the Mechilta ends off that kol kach rodef HaKadosh Baruch Hu achayetzo hara shelo lito en pischem pe limtzo le moke misle heter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went so far here against the Yetzer Hara that it should not be able to give you any little Pesach, any little excuse to try and worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Hashem did not want these images to be made, even though the person that's making it is not making it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Now, exactly what does the image mean? A Pesach L'Chur means something that's carved out. That's like coming out. That's boilet. And the whole tumuna, the mechulta, includes things that shokeya, like sinking inwards. The same thing, lechura, if it's flat, not even sinking out, it would also be yasa. So really it's a question about pictures that we have on the walls even, of nice scenery. So someone has said that the tumunas here have to be yasa, like the three dimensions of the whole sight of it. Like the whole sight of the sun, the whole sight of the moon, that's what's yasa. If we just have part of it, that would be mutter. Same thing, the parts of a face of a person, where our pictures that we take is not the complete face all over, all around, therefore it's mutter. But to have a type of a picture that has all the dimensions all over of a complete person, there is a question if you should have it or not. The same thing, if you have an image of a person, just the head, not the rest of the body, also some people are mutter. Some people say it's also only us if you have the image of a complete person. So halacha l'maaseh, should have shalas if you have type of images in your house that you want to keep. But I call upon Makonto ben Abachayin, the Mechilta, it's also to have these images, even though it wasn't made l'shem avodah zarah, because we're afraid maybe other people would use it l'shem avodah zarah. Now from the end of the pasuk v'asheh bo'oretz, the Gemara darshins that means to include the rabbis yamim v'nohores horem u'gvois, that you can't make images of the rivers, of the mountains, and mitachas, what does mitachas mean, from underneath? The Mordashtas, l'rabbi shol shokotan, even a small insect, also you shouldn't make an image of. And then the end of the pasuk, v'asher b'mayim mitachas loretz, that's in the water, under the ground, so the Ramban says that this goes on shadim, on special powers of shadim, also it's also to make an image of. Then pasuk hey, You should not bow down to them, to these avodah zarah. And you should not worship them, you should not serve them. Because I am Hashem. Like I am a jealous God. In other words, when it comes to avodah zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes jealous. And he remembers the avera of the fathers to the children, Al Shilashim via Rebellion, to the third and to the fourth generation, L'soinoi, upon them that hate me. And Rashi explains, Kel Kano means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is jealous, means Li Pora, he'll pay back, he'll give you a punishment. V'yena Oivar al Midosa Limchal al Avoides Elilim, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will not forgive and not be Meichel for the Avera of Avoides Zorah. And then L'soinoi, Rashi says, it means, if the children do the same aver as the father do, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them back also. Now the Chinuch brings down from this pasuk that there are two separate laws. There's one law of Shaloi Lehishtachavois Lavoi Dezorah. You're not allowed to bow down, and Hishtachavoi means a pishut Yodayim V'raglayim, that means spreading out your hands and your feet, or else if your face touches the ground. That's also to do in front of an avodah zarah. Hishtachavoyah, that's an issa. Secondly, there's a lav shlo la'avod avodah zarah. That's b'chol ma'asha daka l'yoved. Any type of serving that they serve their avodah zarah, it's also for a Jew to do it. Now, there are four types of avodah to the avodah zarah that's also by any avodah zarah. And that's hishtachavoyah, bowing down. That's lanaseich, to pour wine for them, lahakriv, to bring any type of kabonas for them, veliktor, and to burn things for them. These four avoides are also by any avoides are. Then the second lav of loisei ofdeim, that goes, calls the kalav, any type of an avoida that's done to that type of the avoides are, it's also to do, like by Paor, by Margolius, the avoida there was to throw stones to the Margolius, or else to, by the Balapur, the avoida they had there, that's also to do. And the avera is, even if you don't have in mind to be over the avoida zara, even if you're bowing down l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still it's also. This is a ma'isa avera de ishtachavo, or the avoida to an avoida zoro. Now the end of the pasuk, Rabbeinu Bachayis explains that what does the lesson say? Kikel kano, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is jealous here. And he explains that the lashon of jealous goes by avodah zarah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas matan Torah made Klal Yisrael lizam miyuchid. We like have chasna, we like miyuchid, set aside special to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like a husband becomes jealous about his wife if she goes to another man, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes jealous of Klal Yisrael when they leave Hashem and go to another avodah zarah. That's why by avodah zarah it says this lashon of kikel kano. And then the end of the pasuk that says, "Poiked avoin, ovois al bonim al shileshim v'al ribeyim l'soynoi," that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the sins of the father upon the children to the second, to the third, to the fourth generation. So the Ramban learns like this. The Ramban learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers to give a punishment to the children because of the averus of the father. And not only the second generation, which means that sometimes Hashem is not that angry at them, even after the second generation, but it takes until the third generation or until the fourth generation. Then there's so much averus there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so angry, that's when he gives his punishment. And like Rashi says here, of course, we're talking about in a case where the son does the averus of the father. Of course, if the son does tshuva and does not do the averus anymore, then of course the son does not get punished because of his father. But in the case where the son continues to do the same aver as the father does, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back to the children. Other Mepharshim learn, the Pshati, the Ebenezer learns, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marech Apoi. Sometimes he waits, he doesn't give back the punishment right away, but he waits one generation, a second, a third, a fourth generation. But if by the fourth generation the children are still doing the same averus of the father, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back his anger, but rather he gives them the punishment. And then Pasuk Vov, V'yoyse chesed la'alofim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows kindness for a thousandth generation, L'yoy havai u'lishomrei mitzvoysoi, to the ones who love me and keep my mitzvos. And like the famous Rashi brings down from the Gemara, that nimtzeis mida toiva yisera midas peronios achas al chomesh meyas. It's 500 times greater the mida of toiva that Hashem has than the mida of peronios. Because for peronios he only pays back 4 generations, and for mida toiva he pays back to at least 2,000 generations. And that's 4 to 2,000 is 500. Now the Ramban explains that le'oy havai, to the people that love me, that means the people that do mitzvahs with mysterious nefesh, they'll even give up their life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like v'dashin v'yahavto is Hashem olakecha b'chol lovo v'cho v'cho nafshcho v'cho miyodecha. Even if it means to give up your life, you're willing to do it to keep your love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like and not to turn to any type of an avodah zarah. The Rabbeinu Bechayitz mashma that if you do mitzvahs lishmon, l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're doing it for Hashem's sake, not amanas l'kabeschar, not to be called a rov, a great person, but just for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ksidid l'yoy havai. Then Pasuk Zayin, which is the third of the Aseres HaDibros, that is l'isiso eshem Hashem olakech l'ashov, like you should not take, you should not say Hashem's name in vain, Ki lo yinake Hashem eis asher yiso eshmo lashov. Hashem will not forgive the person that says his name in vain. And the way Chazal dashim from this pasuk that the avera, the lav here is not to swear in with Hashem's name in vain. It doesn't mean you're swearing l'sheker, false, even if you're swearing for the truth. But if there's no purpose for the swearing, it's called lashov in vain, and you use Hashem's name, you're over this lav. That to the Gemara Darshins that we say that Rabbi Yechon of Resh Lakish Yamru Tavayu, that kol ha-mevorach brocha shein etzirich ho-ivim mishum le-sisa. If you make a brocha that you don't have to, that's all succeeded, you said Hashem's name in vain. So he darshin from this pasuk le-sisa, but Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah says that's only in Esmachta, that's only in Issa Midrabanan. that since you're saying Hashem's name with a bracha, it's not really called Hashem's name in vain. This pasuk Yikra is talking about through a shvua. If you swear in Hashem's name in vain, you're over this lav. And the Rabbeinu Bachai explains that after we have the first two inyonim about the emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the lav not to have any belief in any avodah zarah, so we're talking about the greatness to give cover, the respect we have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we talk about the respect we have to give His name, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not allowed to say it in vain. We can't make a shvua, we can't swear in His name in vain, that we have to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And the Chinuch also says, this comes to teach us like whenever we mention Hashem's name, we have to tremble, we have to say it with yira, with fear, and not just sound like we're talking about anything and saying Hashem's name. As after we learn this inyan of emuna, and the inyan of not to have an avodah zarah, now we have to have this yira, this pachat for the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Alright, I'll turn over. However, the Ramban says that the pasuk does not say loisi shova, you should not swear, but rather it says loisiso, that you should not take, you should not say. So he explains that this is going on any moitzi shem shomayim levatola. Anytime you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain for no purpose, you're over this lav of loisiso shem Hashem. Just what Tosis says, that if you say a bracha levatola, you're not over this avera. That's because even though you weren't supposed to say the bracha, but lemaisa, it's not considered Hashem's name was said in vain, because still you said it through a bracha, you still went to give shvach, to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you stam say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain, you're also over this lav, with the same inyan that we have to learn to have yira, to be afraid, to tremble like we whenever we come to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And from here we learn out that even during tefillah, when we daven, when we do have the right to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, before we say it, we have to realize what we're saying and to say it with meaning, to say it with yira. Then Pasuk Ches, which is the fourth from the Aseres HaDibros, which is Zochor Es Yoyim HaShabbos LeKadoshoy. You should remember the Shabbos to make it Kodesh. And Sheshes Yomim, for 6 days, Tavoid V'yosisa Kol Malachtecha. You should tavoy, do your work, and accomplish, finish everything. And the Yom HaShvi, when it comes the seventh day, is Shabbos LaShem Lekecho. It should be Shabbos to Hashem. Loisase Kol Melocho. You should not do any work. Ato you, uvincho, and your son, uvitecho, and your daughter, avdecho, your servant, v'yamoscho, your maid servant, uvehemtecho, and your animals, v'gercho, asher b'sherecho, and a ger that you have in your gates. Ki sheshes yomim osu ha-shemes ha-shemayim v'es-oretz. Because in 6 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the shemayim and the oretz. Es ha-yom, the seas. V'es kol ha-shabom, and everything that's inside it. V'ayonach b'yom ha-shvi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day. Al kain, therefore, Beirach HaShemes Yom HaShabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Yom HaShabbos V'yikarasheyu, and He gave it special Kedusha. Now from the first Pasuk of Zochor as Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoy, the Chinuch says this is the Mitzvah Sesei, to say Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos is an inyan to say Dvorim, to say words about the Kedushas of Shabbos, V'chnisosam at the beginning of Shabbos, and v'chein b'tziyosai, when Shabbos goes at the end of Shabbos. And there's also like the Rambam that holds that Havdolah is also midiraisa. That's this mitzvah of Zochor to remember the Kedushas of Shabbos by saying words at the beginning and at the end of Shabbos. On this Chazal Dashen, the Kiddush has to be ala yayin, you have to have a kois shal yayin, which this Chazal, the Gemara says, the Tois says is only midirabonin. That's only in Asmachta. Midiraisa, you could be yotze your mitzvah of Zochor in Shmon Esrei, in Tefillah. The fact we say words about Kedushas of Shabbos. And Chazal Dashen, that Noshim are also mechuyev in Kiddush, because with Dashen it says, Zochor v'shomer. Here in this Aseres Dibros it says Zochor, and in Devorim it says Shomer. Chazal Dashen that Zochor v'Shomer v'Dibur Echod Nemru. And therefore we say that whoever is Mechuyiv in Shomer, which are the Lois Aseis of Shabbos, which Noshim are Mechuyiv in a Lois Asei, they're also Mechuyiv in the Zochor, the Mitzvahs Asei of Shabbos, of making Kiddush. Therefore Noshim are also Mechuyiv in the Mitzvahs Asei of Kiddush. And the Ramban explains here that the union of Zohar and Shomer is that Zohar is to remember to do the mitzvah's essay of Shabbos, like Zohreya Walayayin, to say Dvorim, that's the Zechira of remembrance of the essays. And Shomer is to watch yourself not to be over the Lois essays of Shabbos. And the Ramban goes into further and says that the mitzvah's essay that's done Meyava, that shows the love you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when we do His commandments, when we do the Tzivu of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to love us, and therefore Hashem has the Midas HaRachmim on us. Vashem Kein, the Shomer, the Lois HaSeis, that comes from Yira. The fact we have Yira, we fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we're afraid like not to do what He doesn't want us. So the Lois HaSeis is don't do something, that's because of Yira. That's what Ramban explains, that Ava is greater than Yira, and that's why we say Essay is Doicha Lois Asay. Because the mitzvah's essay, the doing of the essay, shows the Ava, the love we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban explains here that after we have the first of the Aseres HaDibros, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Lekecha, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that He is the Nimtza, Hu HaBorei, He is the one that created us, Hu Amevin Vayochol, He is the one that understands and could do everything. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu now gives us a simin, gives us a sign of a zikaron tamid, that we should always remember this thing, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything. And that's the mitzvah of Shabbos, which is a zeichel l'masa bereishis. And therefore, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu rested by Yom HaShvi, that's why we also have to rest on Yom HaShvi. And by resting on Yom HaShvi, that's our remembrance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the Briyas Olam. And from this is mechazik, the emunah we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why also it's good where the Mechilta brings down that in Zochros Yom HaShabbos, he says, it's a mitzvah essay to remember Shabbos every single day. V'chol Yom, every single day of the week is a mitzvah to remember Shabbos. Because the union of Shabbos, the way the Ramban explains, it's an ice, like it's a zikaron to remember to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So therefore, every day of the week also we have to remember this union of Shabbos. And some of Farshim say, when we say the Yom every day in the morning, HaYom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, HaYom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, we should have in mind to mekayim this mitzvah of Zochras Yom HaShabbos, to remember the day of Shabbos every single day. And just like the mitzvah of Zohar applies every single day of the week, the same way the mitzvah of Shomer applies every single day of the week. How do we do the mitzvah of Shomer, of watching ourselves? Parshana means to learn the Hilcha Shabbos. Throughout the whole week you should watch yourself to make sure you know the halachas of Shabbos, that when it becomes Shabbos, you won't be over any of the lamates malachas. And then when the pasuk says that Sheshes Yomim Tavoy V'Yisisikol Melachtecho, but Yom HaShvi Loisasikol Melacho, this is the law not to do any work on Shabbos. And Rashi explains that even though really you didn't finish all your work you had to do that week, but when it becomes Shabbos, it should be in your eyes. Yehei B'Yonecho Kilo Kol Melachtecho Asuya. It should be considered to you that now you're resting on Shabbos as if every single thing was finished already. Shlei Tahara Acha Melacho. You should not to come to think about the work you have to do on Shabbos. And the Chinuch explains that the sinyan is, Mishar She Mitzvah Zuhi says is, Sheniya Penuyim Me'askenu Lichvoid Hayoim, Lichvoye B'Nafshar Seinu Emunas Chidish Olam, Shehi Chevol HaMosheches Kol Yisoydi Ados. The sinyan of resting on Shabbos is, we should be free from doing all work, that we should have time to be Koveya, to put it into our nefesh, into our soul, the true emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that created the world. And he says, this is the yisoid of kol yisoidi hados. And the pshat is that on Shabbos, the day we don't do work, we're supposed to have time in order to think into the inyan of the Briyas Olam, to think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, the way the Rambam explains, how does a Jew become to the mitzvah How does a Jew be mekayim the mitzvah of ahavtas Hashem lekecha, to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's by looking into the Bria, looking into the world, and seeing the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria Salem. Through that you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yom HaShabbos was given for. A day of rest means we have time now to think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really that's the Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbos that we say. If you look into the Mizmor, it doesn't talk anything about Shabbos in it. All it talks about is Magodlu Masecho, Miromku Machshavasecho. Talks about the greatness of the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the pshat is, that's what Shabbos is for. Shabbos is for to sit down and to think into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to have a complete emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Ramban explains, this is like a chizik to the first inyan of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And that's also like Yerushalmi says in the Dorim, Shehashabbos Shkula Kineged Kol HaMitzvos. And explains further than that, that HaMakayim Es HaShabbos is Kilu Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula. And somebody that's a Mechalul Shabbos, his Kilu is a Kofer and Kol HaTorah Kula. Because the Yisoid of Shabbos is this Inyan of to have complete Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Makad that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So that's this Yisoid of the Shmiros of Shabbos. That's why also in Kiddush we say Zeich L'Masa Bereshis, even though we also say Zeich L'Tzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. And the pshat is that how could a Jew receive the Kiddush of Shabbos by to be Makir the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's only through the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pshat Yetzias Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidin out of Mitzrayim. He took off the Tumah of the Mitzrayim and he put upon them the Yol Malch HaShemayim. He gave them Kiddusha. So through this Kedusha that Klai Yisrael received, Bishas Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's able now for a Jew on Shabbos also to receive the Kedusha of Shabbos, to have this Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he is the one that created the world. But it's only through the Kedusha that the Yidin received, Bishas Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why we say in Kiddush, Zeich HaLamasa Breshis, and we also say Zeich HaLitzias Mitzrayim. Because really in the Aseres HaDibros that's said in Devorim, over there the Pasuk says a time, a reason for Shabbos. There it says, V'zacharta ki evar yisi b'yatz Mitzrayim, V'yotziach v'ashem lakecha mishom yechazach v'zanatuyo, al kein tzivcha Hashem lakecha lasis es yom HaShabbos. So there it talks about also that through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael now is able to be mekayim the Kedusha of Shabbos. Now that the Pasuk says, Loisasa kom locho, ato uvincho, uvitecho, that you can't do any melocha, and not your son, and not your daughter. So Rashi brings down over here the Chazal that says it's lahazir hagadolim malaktanim. That means that there's a law for the father not to let his son do a melacha on Shabbos. Now what does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in the Sharat Sin explains like this, that he learns that there's an isser for the father to let his son do a melacha for the father. If the son is doing it, even though he's doing it by himself, but if the son is doing the melacha for his father, that's an issa d'iraisa that the father has to stop it. That the same way a father, a person has a chiyuv shvisas behemtoi, you have to make sure that your animal does not do any work for you on Shabbos. The same way you're not allowed to have your children do any melacha for you on Shabbos. It's not only if you go and tell your child to do it for you, is it also, but even if the child does it by himself, if the child is doing the melacha for the father, that's an issa d'iraisa. And then it ends off that Al Kain Beirach Hashem Es Yom HaShabbos VaYikarasheyu. That Kodesh Baruch Hu blessed the Shabbos and VaYikarasheyu gave it Kedusha. So Rashi learns Pshat that Baruch Hu B'mon L'Koyfloi Pashishi, that we had double portions on Friday L'Kovet Shabbos of the Mon. For the kid, what was the Kedusha? Shleihoi Yorid Boy, that on Shabbos the Mon did not come down. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a special Baruch and Kedusha to Shabbos. And some of Horshan explain this, that the pshat is that sometimes people may think the fact they're not working on Shabbos, they're going to lose out, they won't make enough panosa. That was this limit from the mon, not like that. From the fact that Klai Yisrael rested on Shabbos, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them twice as much on Friday. In other words, like we spoke out before in the parshas, that because of the shvish of Shabbos, that's why they were zeichet to have twice as much on Friday. In other words, because of your rest on Shabbos, you will not lose out any panosa. The Sipur Noever learns the pshat is the bruch and the kedusha goes on, the nefesh yisera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us on Shabbos, and he explains what is the Nefesh Yisera. That's the special Bina, the special understanding we have to understand the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the pshat. When we have this menuchas hanefesh, we could use our extra special bina to understand more of the avodas Hashem. Then pasuk yud beis, this is the fifth of the aseres hadibros, the last on the first side of kabeid es avicha v'yasimecha. You should honor your father and your mother. The pasuk says leman yarichun yomecha al adama, that you'll have a long life on this earth. Asher Hashem alakecha noisin loch, that Hashem will give you. And Rashi brings down from the Michilta that the pasuk comes to teach us that in techabed yarichun, if you will give your parents honor, then you'll have a long life. But v'yim lav, if not, is yiktsurun, you'll have a short life. Shedivrei Torah noitrikun hein nedroshin, michlal hein lav or michlal lav hein. In other words, that's the main purpose of this pasuk, of the teaching us leman yarichu yomecha, not only to teach us the reward you get, because we're not supposed to do mitzvahs almanach to receive the reward, but rather the pasuk is teaching us that if you're not going to give your parents respect, then you should know you're going to have a short life. And the chinuch explains that the shorshei of this mitzvah is sheroy lo liyodom sheyakir v'yigmal chesed lemi she'ose imay toiva, that a person has to realize and give back chesed to people that do good to him. And he should not be like a kfuya toiva, because that's a terrible midah. And therefore here your parents, they are the shutfim. They're, like the Gemara say, there are three shutfim in a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your mother and your father. Therefore you have to be maket toiv and give them back respect. And the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that the pshat from the two luchos we know, on the right side was these five of the Aseret HaDibros, and it starts off with the kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Av HaRishon, our first father, the father of the Emin Elyon, and it ends off with the covered respect to our father HaAchron, that the Tachtein. And the Kishem, and it says that Kishem Shesavasicha Bechvoidi Kenani Mitzavcha Hayoim Bechvoido Vichov Yemecho Shehem Shutfim Im Lebi Tzirecho. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to give respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Sanuchi Hashem Lakecho. Who are there now? There's a mitzvah to give covered respect back to our parents. And he says, the Pasuk says, it's tam, it doesn't explain it, and we learn it out from the covered that we have to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it says, the inyan of giving covered to Hashem is that sheyoy deloy v'mitziyusay shu'el akov. We have to realize and give respect that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is our elakov. He is our God. Is kach yischayiv sheyoy de b'malidov. The same thing, you have to go and give back, like be made to give back Hador thanks to your parents that they like had you born. And he says, the same thing by Shem, it says not to have an avoid zara. The same thing with your parents, you should not be kaifering your parents, but to realize that they are your parents. And just like you can't swear with Hashem's name in vain, the same way there's an inyan not to say your parents' name in vain. And who are then? There's the mitzvah of giving cover to your parents of machiloi, mashkei, mabishoi. That means you have to feed your parents, you have to give them to drink, you have to give them clothing. And this is the way we give them respect. And he says the same way there's a pasuk that says, kabed es Hashem ayhoincha, that we have to give back respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our money. And over there the pshat is, the Rabbeinu Bechai says, that's who sheyitein tztoka laniyim. The fact we give tztoka with our money to the aniyim. V'sheyafrish trumo ma'isvos v'leket shechapeya. That was the same way we do mitzvahs with the money. We do mitzvahs to Hashem. That's the way we give respect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our money. She says the same thing with our parents. V'chein b'yoviv. Hu chayiv b'kach sheyitin leim emoinoi. L'chol advar manis korim. That also we have a chiyah to give back even our money to our parents. And even though in the Gemara it's a machlokes, if the mitzvah kibud avim is mishel av or mishel benoi, and we come out la'loch, it's mishel av. I mean, you're not l'chuyu to spend your own money, but just use your parents' money. But that's only if your parents have money. But if your parents don't have any money, then avad is a mitzvah upon the son to respect his parents by giving them food and clothing. And this is the way the Rabbeinu Bechai explains it, like that all these first five of the Aseres HaDibros have to do with one another. Again, he ends off that it starts off with Anoichi, that we have to be makir that Kodesh Baruch Hu created us. And then lo yiyeh, to know that there's no other shut if there's nobody else. And then lo sisa, not to mention Hashem's name in vain. That's also to give respect to Hashem's name, to have yira for the shame of Hashem. And then zochos yom Shabbos, like we spoke about, that's the zikaron, to give covered back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the kedushas HaShabbos. Then it ends off with the inyan of kabed asavich of yesemechom, that's also to be makir toivo to the people that had us born. And the Miyam Loyes brings down from the Zohar that Iker HaMitzvah HaZois, what's the most important part of this mitzvah of Kabed HaSavich of Yesimecho, he says that is L'Sameach Ovi V'Imoi Ayidei Maisim Toivim Shoisa, to make your parents happy because of the good actions that you do. In other words, that your parents should be proud of you. Uv'yayoysi Yirei Shemayim, if you're a Yirei Shemayim, v'zeo ha-kovod ha-miti shodem yochol asois, shim hu toiv mevorchim ha-briyas es-ohirim v'yermim, bruchim yiyo ha-lolu she'nichu ben kozeh, that after your son, if you're a tzaddik, if you do ma'isim toivim, you do good things, people go back and like praise your parents, they say ashrei to such parents that have such a son. That's the ikka mitzvah of kivud aveim, to make your parents happy with you. Then pasuk yud gimel, it says the next five of the Aseres HaDibrois, of the second Luchos, which is Loi Tirtzach, you should not kill, Loi Tinof, you should not have Znus, adultery, Loi Tignoif, you should not steal, which means not steal a person, and Loi Sana Bereicha, Eid Shoker, you should not bear false witness against your friend, you should not say Eid Sheker, that's Loi Sana. And loisach moy de beisriyecha, you should not have, should not be jealous of your friend's house. And then pasuk yudalad ends off with loisach moy de eishes riyecha, you should not be jealous of your friend's wife. V'avdoi, his servant, v'amosoi, his maid servant, v'shoyroi, his ox, v'chamoroi, his chamor, v'chol asher l'riyecha, and anything that your friend has, there's this love of loisachmoid, not to be jealous of it. Now, the beginning, the sixth of the Aseres HaDibrois, loisirtzach, that everybody understands, it's this love not to kill somebody, and we all understand it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, laharbois, to have people here, lifrois for lirbois, kadei liyashiv lefona, that the world should be in existence. Therefore, you have this love not to kill anybody. Now the Mechilta says that we know the Aseres HaDibrois was given like on two luchos, the first five and the last five. And he says one is connected to the other one. In other words, this loisirtzach, that's number six, the first on the second side, is connected to the first on the first side, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In other words, if somebody goes to kill, he's like going against this first of the Aseres HaDibrois of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He's like taking away from the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, a person is like a ben, is a tzelem elokim. And if you take away a person from this world, that's like you're taking away a tzelem elokim, that's bimamaya, taking away from anochi Hashem elokecha. And then to sound in the Targum Yenisem ben Oziel, he says that this includes that Klai Yisrael should not have to do with the murderer, he should not be a shutif with him, today that our children should not come to learn to do tirtzach, to do killing people. So not only shouldn't we kill, but in this love is also to stay away from a murderer and not to have to do with him, not to learn from his actions. Then the second of the second side, which is the seventh, is loy sinuf, not to have znus, not to have adultery. And then Ben Abachai explains, like after it says loy tirtzach, that you should not take away from the world. So maybe you would think you're supposed to do anything you want to have more children. That maybe znus should be muti, should be allowed to live with any lady you want. That's why the pasuk says, no loy sinof. There's a love of znus, which because this goes on an eishes ish, Rashi says that you chayiv misa for it. The Rashi says, a niyuf elo b'eishes ish, with a woman that's married, there's this love of loy sinof, another man cannot live with her. And the chinuch explains, the pshat from this is that true, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the world to be in existence, and he wants it to be a yishuv. But it has to be al pi derech, al pi din Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, kol echod v'yechod l'mineyu, v'loi shi'is arvo min b'min acher, Every like couple should be by themselves, and they should not mingle one with the other. This is the Ratzon of Hashem. Now on Loitinov also, on Loisinov also, the Targum Yonasan ben Aziel says that this law to stay away from znus, from adultery, applies also that us or our children should not have to do with anybody that has znus. We should not be a partner with them. We should not come to learn their bad actions. And also, the Mechilta explains that this is the second on the second side. This goes connected to the second on the first side, which is Loyia, that a Jew should not take another God, like not an Avodah Zarah. That's like going away from Hashem. And that's less like Sinof. You're taking away your wife from a husband. You're taking it to somebody else. That's Zeh Keneged Zeh. And the Rabbeinu Bechai also explains, like we know usually Chazal, we say, the worst Averis there are is Avodah Zarah u'Shvichas Damim v'Gilui Arayos. So that's also the side of this Aseres HaDibros, that it starts off with the Indian of Avodah Zarah. Then it goes now to Shvichas Damim. It's also, then it goes to the Isra of Gilui Arayos. And then Lois Signoif, not to steal, which over here means a stealing that you chayiv misa. Like Rashi says, it means begoin of nefashos, hakosa medaber, that you're not allowed to kidnap somebody. And on this level also, the Targum Yonasan ben Aziel says that Lois Tignoif means not to have to do with anybody that robs, don't be a shutuf, don't learn from them. And he ends off that the einish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world, if people are stealing, he says, Kafna nofek alamo. There'll be a famine. In other words, there'll be depression. It'll be a hard time. It'll be a hard time to make a living. That's because there's too much geneva stealing going on in the world. Just the opposite. People think by stealing they'll become rich. They'll gain on the deal. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says just the opposite. The more that they're stealing on the world, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring a famine, will make it hard parnosa on the world. And also, this is the third one on the left side. It's connected to the third on the right side. The third on the right side is not to say Hashem's name in vain by swearing. So the Mechilta says also, somebody steals somebody, eventually will come to have to swear false about it. And then the ninth law is Loisana Bereicha Eid Shoker. You should not say false witness against your friend. And the Mechilta explains here also this lav of saying a disheker, that's the fourth on the left side, that's Kenega, the fourth on the right side of Zochras Yom HaShabbos HaKadoshoy. Like the Indian of Shabbos is, it's like an Eidus, that a person that's a Shomer Shabbos, you're saying Eidus, you're a witness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And somebody that's a Mechalel Shabbos, it's like you're being made, that you're being Koyfer, Hashem did not create the world. So it has to do with Eidus. That's this Loisana Breicha Eid Sheker. And this is a terrible Zach, this union of Eid Sheker, like the Chinuch explains, that the sherish of this mitzvah is Ki HaSheker Nimos V'Nelach Lienko Maskil. Everybody understands the destruction that's through Sheker, through false. Gam Ki Beidis Emes Ha'ilu Moimed, that we know the world exists because of Emes. And Emes is brought upon because of Eidus. Eidus, when witnesses come to Bezdin, Bezdin's supposed to believe the witnesses. That's the way we have our Emes in this world. So that's the Koyach of Emes, comes through Eidus. If the Eidus say Sheker, that's Nahapach from the side of the world, that's why it's such a terrible thing. And then the last one of the Aseres HaDibros is Loisach Moed Beis Reyecho. You should not be jealous, you should not want what your friend has, not his house, not his wife, not his shor, not his chamor, v'chol asher l'reyecho. And the Mechilta says again, this is the fifth on the left side, connected the fifth on the right side. So he said that a person that has this midah of chemda, that he has desire to take things from other people, he has a desire even in his lave, the yonish of this will be that he'll have a bad son, shum moiled ben shum makalel es oviv yesimoi, and he won't be mekayim the mitzvah of kivud aveim. That's why zeh connected zeh. And the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that this lav of Loisach Moed is Achem des Tluye Belev, he says, even in your heart and your desires, you should not desire what your friend has. And he says, Vikra mitzvah she yisyayish odo mikol mash yesh lechaveroi. You should give up like what belongs to your friend. And you should not say to think that you want it, to try and do things how you should get what belongs to your friend. In other words, we have to believe in the Ashkocha, Protes v'Kodesh Baruch Hu, that not everything belongs to you. What a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to somebody else belongs to him. It's his and it's not yours. There's such a thing as being samech bechalkoi, be happy what you have. As far as gashmias goes, you don't deserve to have everything. Mashenkin, the one place that kina is muta, that's the klal of kinas seifrim tar bechochma. By ruchnias, then there's a mitzvah to have chemda, to have desire, to have kina, to be jealous. Because by ruchnias, the pshat is every single Jew is supposed to have ruchnias, supposed to be a tzaddik. So therefore, if somebody else has a bigger tzaddik than you, you're supposed to desire to be that way, because you're supposed to be that way also. And that's something that you're supposed to have. So therefore, if you see somebody else that has more ruchnias than you, there is a mitzvah to have kinah, to have chemda, because that's something that you're supposed to have also. Mashenkin, by gashmias, here we say no, that there's such a thing of samech becholkoi, to be happy what you have, and not to have a desire to have what your friend has, or like to try and take it away from him. Now the Be'er Moshe brings down from the Zohar that says, Man di ovar al hai loisachmoid kilu ovar al kol araisa. Somebody that does this aveira of loisachmoid, is jealous of what his friend has, is like he's being over, is going against the whole Torah. It's the same thing we found in the Psik de Raps, he says, that says, Oivar al loisachmoid is kilu ovar al aseros adibrois. Loisachmoid en anoichi, that kloimar, loisachmoid hu adibur achroin. They're like equal. So you have to understand what's so great about the Stav of Leisachmoid, and how is this equal to the first Asera, says the first Dibur of Anoichi. And the Pashya Pshat is that the only reason why a person has Chemda, has desire, is jealous of what his friend has, is because he's missing Emun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person would be Sholim in the first Aseres Adibros, in the first one of Anoich Hashem Lekecha, to realize to have a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power in the world, and He is the one that gives everything to everybody. So you have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave something to your friend. It's His, and Hashem did not give it to you. There's a reason why He has it and you don't have it. And if you have desire for it, that's missing already in your emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the first midah b'anochi Hashem Elokecha. All right, we'll stop here.